This is a dictation for patient Dequeued Reed, Dequeued Reed. Date of birth is 12/6/1990. Date of accident 1/18/2022. And date of service is 1/25/2022. Date of accident 1/18/2022. Once again, date of birth is 12/6/1990. Chief complaint, no back pain. Painful walking, standing, sleep, and sitting. Chest pain, right shoulder pain, soreness in the left leg. History of automobile accident. Patient reports that he allegedly was involved in the accident on 1/18/2022 in a car accident, which is responsible for his symptoms. History of automobile accident. On 1/18/2022, around 2 p.m., patient was traveling as a front seat passenger, and he was being driven by Mayor Carney, who is also a patient, in a Chevy Traverse car at almost 35 miles an hour. The other car model and speed is not known. Patient was not wearing the seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance. The accident occurred on Nine Mile and MacArthur Avenue in Warren, and patient reports that they were traveling eastbound on 9 Mile, going through the 9 Mile, while another car shot up the stop sign and they hit the other car on the driver side, and that is the reason they had an accident. Their car was completely total. It is not a hit and run accident, no loss of consciousness. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the ER Extension Hospital, where X-ray of the neck and the CT scan were done and were found negative. History of presenting patient has severe headaches in the front. They are actually not severe, mild, off and on, and sensitive to the noise. And TBI symptoms, none of them are present. No dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness in the ears, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. There's no history of lack of focus, lack of concentration, no incontinence, regular and bowel, no vision problems, none of them. In addition, the patient is suffering from severe pain in the lower back mainly, and it is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 without any radiation. Patient has a dull chest pain around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and right shoulder is also hurt towards the deltoid muscle, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Left leg is sore around 5, and he has a previous fracture in the left leg, so it could be disaggregated. There is no radiation and there is no neck pain or mid back pain. The pains are present continuously as throbbing, sharp and tender aching, cracking, and the pain level is only 5 to 7. And the ADLs are affected at 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is improved by certain sitting and sleeping positions and worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, and driving, and walking. And there is no, it's a federal anesthesia. And only weakness is present, no incontinence of the urine bowel, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance. There is a moderate difficulty in walking. And past treatment, patient has no treatment at all except for the ER visit, and no numbness, tingling, no other issues are reported. Only CT scan and X-rays have been done at the hospital on the day of ER visit. September view is all negative. Surgical history none. Allergies none. Family history unremarkable, non-contributory. All mother, father, siblings are alive. No medical problem. Relationship status patient is single. And employment status patient is self-employed and not working due to the accident now. He was operating, owns and operates a landscaping company where he has to do heavy lifting. Disability none. Legal history patient is Harvard in Jordan. Personal history, it does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. History of the ADLs, patient reports running, doing yard work, vacuuming, reaching into cabinets are affected 10. Standing, home chores, doing laundry, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen is affected 8. Walking and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 7. Eating, feeding, dressing, writing are affected 6. Physical examination. This is a 31-year-old African male of a good weight, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious. No sinuses, jaundice, club, and colonic care. And well nourished. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Does not appear very severely anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and the patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the physical examination is from the tablet, including neurological examination. The musculature examination is positive L1 to L5. There is a paraspinal muscles which are in spasm. Other than that, rest the muscles are completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the tablet, spine tenderness, L4, 5, S1 is tender. The sacroiliac joints are not tender. Cerebral muscle spasm, L1 to L5, paraspinal region, muscles bilateral in spasm with 1% hypertonicity. Range of motion, cervical spine is normal. Flexion, forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is not important. The maneuvers to identify and produce the pain. And cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, sterling sign is negative, lumbar test is negative, distraction test is negative, and so to all test is negative. Thoracic spine, root test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski, conic test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise is positive, Begard negative, Camp negative, Begard is negative. Sacroiliac joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test negative, iliacompression compression negative, distraction test is negative, cable test is negative, dorsal test is negative, thunderbolt sign is negative. The extremities examination. The extremities are warm to touch and normal. Please use the template, including the right shoulder. No findings. Diagnosis. V89.2 XST R51 M25.511 in the leg, right leg M79.604 lumbar spine M54.1 551.27 54. 16 F33.5 X6L. Plan of care is from the template for decreased reach. Treatment plan is from the template. And first is the physical therapy, which has been ordered at his choice list 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, focusing only on the lumbar region, and maybe right shoulder. And disability is in the area of work, housework, and transportation and case management. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. Naproxen 500 twice a day, allowing 50 at night. Flexible 10, 3 times a day, lidocaine gel 5%. Naproxen is for providing anti-inflammatory effect and helping healing. Allowing 50 mg at night to help with the sleep, GAD disorders, help with depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief in general. Flexible 10 mg 3 times a day is to relieve the muscle spasm. Lidocaine gel 5% is to help with the topical pain relief. Narcotic analgesics to relieve the pain and help life function and sleep. Tylenol with codeine number 4, I will call out the iron folic acid. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, homeostasis plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of the available MRI, very many records, no records are available, intervention pain procedures, none are being considered, surgical options, no, none, neuropsych not warranted, attended care not warranted, case worker, patient is requesting case worker to help because he is an illiterate guy, past medical records, order release investigations. MRI for lumbar sacral spine at Hermann Imaging is ordered. DME. The patient has been provided with the back brace and the tension unit. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.